Hello, and welcome once again to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner, here with Matt Anderson, and today we're going to have Jason Melby, our International Marketing Coordinator, talk to us about ISE, a trade show coming up over in Europe. Welcome, Jason, and what can you tell us about this trade show?
Thank you. We will be attending ISE, which stands for Integrated Systems Europe, coming up here at the beginning of February. It's held in Amsterdam. It is recognized as the largest AV and systems integration show in the world.
So with you being in international marketing, Jason, in this big show coming up, kind of how are your responsibilities for the show? What kind of areas do you have to make sure and get ready for it?
So ISE is the largest show that we go to as an international business unit. It is the one show where all of our customers from all of our different business segments come to see us at the show and to find out really what's the latest and greatest technology in the AV industry.
I think it'd be safe to say too, with this being such a large show, you've probably been having this on your calendar for a while, right? You've probably been looking forward to this, planning and getting ready for this as it gets closer here.
Yes. As a company, we spend approximately 8 months preparing for this event every year. It is quite possibly the highlight of our trade show calendar every year. At this year's show, we have a lot of interesting things coming, and we've really been excited to be part of the show for many, many years.
So for many, many years, you've been part of this. How many years does that go to? Both you personally and for Daktronics, how long have we been involved in this trade show?
So ISE was founded back in 2004. The first event was held in Geneva, Switzerland. Daktronics was a member of that first event. We were one of 120 exhibitors that had about 3,500 visitors in that first year. Over the course of ISE's lifetime, we're going into their 16th year. Last year, ISE went from 3,500 visitors their first year to 80,000 visitors and over 1,300 exhibitors. So it's been very interesting seeing how the industry has grown over the years. Personally, this will be my fourth year going to the event in Amsterdam.
So obviously a lot of changes from Daktronics' perspective over those years, the number of attendees. How have you personally seen some of the difference maybe since you've been going recently? Is it pretty different every year? Are you able to see the growth?
I've definitely noticed the growth, especially in our portion of the industry dealing with LEDs and AV equipment. We've seen an explosion in technology. Innovation is happening at a groundbreaking pace. There's really a lot of new things every year. ISE is the place where all of those new technologies are highlighted and showcased for the industry.
So you say a lot of new technologies that have been showcased and highlighted. What kind of new things have you seen since you've been going in the past 4 years? Or what new things really stuck out to you from going to this show?
So the greatest trend that I've witnessed personally at the event recently is the explosion in fine pitch displays. The tightness and the better resolution has gotten tighter and tighter every single year. Daktronics also is part of that showcase of highlighting fine pitch displays. At this year's event, we're highlighting some very groundbreaking new technology. We're bringing the latest in fine pitch LED displays, and we're also introducing our new Optica series product. The Optica series product is a 0.9 millimeter, so it's sub 1 millimeter, and it's a true outdoor brightness, which is a first for the industry.
So definitely the pixel pitch is getting tighter and tighter resolution, and even that, like you're saying, sub 1 and still being rated as outdoor, what kind of brightness can you get from it being at a 0.9?
That's really what sets this product apart from other products in the industry and why we're so excited for this new technology. It's still in developmental stage, but what we're seeing at a 0.9 millimeter, we're seeing over 6,000 nits of brightness, which is, in comparison to other sub 1 millimeter offerings, that's over 6 times the brightness of anything else in the industry.
So how does this compare to traditional outdoor displays that are maybe 4 millimeter, 6 millimeter, 10 millimeter? How does it compare to what people are traditionally seeing outdoors?
So traditionally, LED has been really regulated to displays that are used in a farther viewing distance. So it's very popular in out-of-home applications where they're up on a pole or on the side of a building. This technology will allow customers to put a display in a storefront, in walk-up traffic, in areas where customers might be as close as 1 meter away from the display. They'll still see a clean, pristine image in any lighting condition. It's really revolutionary from that perspective.
So it sounds like this is going to be something that people definitely want to see this year at the event. What other types of things do you have going on at our stand this year? Is it mainly focusing on that product line, or what else do people expect from visiting the stand?
So the other product that we're bringing that's brand new to the industry this year is our new banner display. Banners are very popular in retail, shopping center, where they hang from the ceiling and often are connected to a rotator. We've developed a new product that is 64% thinner and 40% lighter than our previous generation of banner displays.
So Jason, Dectronics as a company participates in a lot of different trade shows and events over the years. I know I've been to quite a few different ones here all over the country. And some of these definitely range from either, you know, a simple tabletop type thing that we'll have at a show, I'd say medium-sized displays where we have a lot more product in front, and then range all the way up to really large trade shows where we have multiple different products, kind of like what you're alluding to here. What does the stand look like for this show, and how does it compare to maybe some of the other ones that you've seen?
So similar to our domestic market, in international, we also do business in many different types of trade shows, ranging from small tabletops up to larger stands and exhibits. This particular show at ISE is probably the largest show that we go to as a company across the board. Our stand is more than 90 square meters. It has many different elements of technology. We have a wonderful spot. We're in Hall 8. Right at the door when you enter in. As I've been at different shows, and I've also had the opportunity to travel across the U.S. to different trade shows, this is one of the most exciting to me because there is such a proliferation of different technologies and different equipment and different customers that it makes it very interesting to be part of this show.
I've heard about different trade shows and what kind of product people bring. Is there anything like hanging from the ceiling or tall stands or wavy, curvy displays? Anything you can think of, like fine pitch stuff to free form LED elements? Are we talking the whole gamut here? Is that what you see at this show?
It's definitely the whole gamut. At this show, some of the neatest displays, we've seen some OLED that's transparent and curved. I've seen 3D projection, hologram type displays, and transparent displays have also taken a major focus on it. A couple of the key elements that Dectronics has highlighted over recent years are both force perspective content, interactive content, HDR content, different ways that you can use the content and how they run on the display. Not all displays can handle that type of content and the control that really is engaging for the audience.
And it was just to kind of clarify, I know we were talking about leading into this podcast, getting ready for it, as we are very used to saying booth when we're talking about trade shows here in America. So we had to make sure and say, you know, it's called a stand over there, right? So when we're talking about stand, it's essentially the location where we would consider a booth here.
So one of the things that I've learned as I've worked in the international market is to really pay attention to terminology. It's interesting to me to learn and to experience how different terms mean different things in different cultures. And it's one of the things that we always have to be careful of to make sure that when people hear what we're saying, that they understand what we mean.
Yeah, and I remember, I think we first came across this. I know we talked about it yesterday, but I believe last year, Justin, we were getting ready for some social media promotions. I remember you, Jason, keep saying, make sure to say stand instead of booth when we tell people when and where to visit us. So that's always something we got to keep in mind.
Yeah, communication is key. You want to make sure everybody understands what you're actually talking about and is on the same page.
So I think you've kind of hit on, Jason, about the stand where you're located. Maybe give us a little bit of a wrap-up here maybe to say what dates, when are things starting, and when people should stop by and visit you.
Thank you. I'd love to invite everyone to personally come and visit us. The show is February 5th through the 8th. In Amsterdam at the Rye Convention Center. We're in Hall 8, stand K245. We do have a website for anybody that's looking to learn more. It's www.dectronics.com/ISE.
Thanks for that, Jason. And we'll make sure to put those links in the show notes so everybody can follow up on that and find the information that you just mentioned here if they didn't write it down fast enough as they're listening.
Yeah, and make sure to follow along with us on social media. I know, Jason, when you're over there getting ready for the show, we'll make sure and stay in touch and be promoting anything going on at the booth. Twitter will be one of our main channels. We'll also post things on LinkedIn and Facebook. So just want to mention that on top of the website that Jason mentioned, we'll make sure and stay engaged on social media. So go to the website, learn about the different things we've talked about today, what Jason's talked about, and then stay in touch with us on social media, and we look to see you there.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. This has been my first podcast. It's been a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to seeing anybody that's able to come and visit our stand at ISE.
A big thanks to Jason Melby for joining us on today's podcast. For more information on ISE and what's happening over in Europe, please check out the show notes and visit the website.